kiss the bride. That's where they're from.
But what made them come here?
It's the wind.
The wind?
It's constant here.
He took off from the bottom of that hill. And the first flight was less than the wingspan of a modern jet. And I want to tell you something. He was scared to death.
I'm crazy about you.
Have reached Maps to Stars Homes as Breath. Hi, this is Paul Mack, and gee, I'm really Paul Mack, and I run the movie line, not Maps to Stars Homes. God help the person that does. I just like to say that welcome to the tape for February 12th through the 16th, 1984. And remember, we celebrate Valentine's Day here, so look out. Yes, all you sweethearts, beware.
Steve Martin is Larry Hubbard. When his girlfriend found a new boyfriend...
Is your cigar in here, honey?
He became a lonely guy. Then he wrote a book about it, and he became a famous lonely guy.
Larry.
But for one girl...
Larry?
He was just perfect. Maybe too perfect.
I need someone rotten.
Steve Martin, The Lonely Guy. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Hello, gang. We've got a special announcement for you before we begin our program this week. I just want to mention that we're going to have Dennis DeCrepo down from DBS to promote his newest Monkeys in Paris video. But first, we've got somebody all the way down from Observatory Productions. That's right, you guessed it, Aubert Bobbert. How are you, buddy?
Great. And I want to tell you, Movie Line callers, you got a real treat in store for you. Paul Mack Productions here at the Movie Line has exclusive rights to give away Casio credit card calculators. These things are thinner than a credit card, and you can only get them by calling the Movie Line and leaving your input. When you answer the following question and leave your input, then you're qualified to win.
Oh boy, I want to win one of these. Let's hear how I can get it.
Well, you can't win because you're a loser. But the question you have to answer to win one of these Casio credit cards, and there are four of them, one to be given away every week for the next 4 weeks. George Lucas Productions released in 1983 an animated feature in limited release in the Los Angeles area. What was the name of the animated feature that George Lucas Productions released and it bombed in 1983? Call in with your input. Tell Paul what it was, and if you're right, well, then you win the Casio credit card calculator. There are four of them. They'll be given away one every week, and after this, Paul will have to come up with a good question every week.
That's right. Thanks, Bob. I surely appreciate this. Why don't you mention your line real quick here?
702-0429, the observatory output number, the new one.
And don't forget 716-9242 and the 818 area code. Bob, thanks for stopping by. And now a special translation for you callers in the downtown North Hollywood Sun Valley District. Now, wait a minute. That's where I live.
Oh,
Pete Martin as Larry Hubbard. Cuando su novia encontró un nuevo novio,
¿Is your cigar in here, honey?
Se convirtió en solitario. The Lonely Guy escribió un libro de lo sucedido y se hizo famoso. The Lonely Guy.
Larry. Larry.
Pero para una chica,
Larry,
era perfecto, casi demasiado perfecto.
Someone rotten.
Steve Martin, The Lonely Guy, clasificada R. Menores de 17 años no serán admitidos sin sus padres.
Equal opportunity comment line. What can I say? Steve Martin, The Lonely Guy. Check your paper for local listings.
Anyway, my movie review is on Broadway Danny Rose, the new Woody Allen film. Quite surprised, not knowing anything about it before I saw it. It is a real Woody Allen film, unlike the newer stuff from Annie Hall on. It reminded me a great deal of Bananas, Take the Money and Run, and the older films like Sleeper and such. And it was a very enjoyable Woody Allen film. And I suggest anyone see it. Although it's in black and white, with new things in it, it's a very interesting movie.
Yes, this is Merrill from North Hollywood. I saw Scarface a while back, and I thought it was an excellent picture, directed by Brian De Palma. I thought Al Pacino did a real good job in his accent, and I think he should be nominated for an Academy Award for that. I also think that the movie was very realistic, and they had some real good acting, very good supporting actors in it, and the people that played the Cubans were excellent, and I would recommend it to a mature audience only. I wouldn't recommend it for any kids because there was a lot of violence in it. One of the best scenes in the whole picture was probably at the end where he had his cannon and his machine gun fighting off this army of hoodlums trying to kill him. Finally, some guy snuck up in back of him and shot him in the back. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to give the plot away, but actually, I think the guy that made the whole movie was the guy that did the stunt that fell into the swimming pool. But Al Pacino still was great, and I would recommend it very highly. I'd like to make a comment on the movie Angel that I saw last week. It was very good. It was shot down on Hollywood Boulevard, most of it, and it was all about this high school girl. It was a real goody-goody in the daytime, but she was a hooker at night. That's her only problem. She had to make ends meet, you know, and I guess, you know, that's the only way she could do it. So she gets in all kinds of trouble and with these weirdos and everything. And they've got a real nice character played by Rory Calhoun. He plays a part of an old-time cowboy. I think that's one of the highlights of the movie. The only thing I didn't like was there was a lot of violence. There was a psychopathic killer, which naturally they have in every one of these movies, going around killing these hookers. And if you don't like to see a lot of blood, don't go see it. But if you like gory movies, well, I guess I could recommend it for mature audiences only. I wouldn't take your little kid in to see it because I think he might not quite appreciate it. So I would think that if you want to see a good picture with a lot of action in it and a story about somebody that was trying to make ends meet, that her father and mother left her when she was 9 years old, I would suggest going to see Angel. It might give some young girls a few ideas about what not to do. So on the Merrill scale from 1 to 20, I'd give it about a 12 and a half. This is Merrill from North Hollywood saying talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I'd like to know, who is Monkeys in Paris, and exactly what does the group consist of? Are they monkeys, are they Europeans, or are they phone freaks? You know, could you answer my question? Thank you.
The answers to this and other electrifying questions right after this.
All week long, you've been overworked and underpaid. Now it's time to jump off a cliff, upside down, on skis. Hot Dog, the movie. Partying has never been so fierce. Love has never been so intense.
Woo!
And stunts have never been so insane.
Hooray!
Hot Dog, the movie. The comedy that invites you to ski your buns off, party your brains out, and unwind around Playboy's Playmate of the Year, Shannon Tweed. The wildest, hottest, all stops out rock and roll over holiday celebration of the year. The fun-crazed, stunt-filled, thrill-seeking party. Hot Dog, the movie. Let the fun begin.
Yeah, come on! Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Wouldn't know even if I was an ape in France, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Anyway, this is Dennis DeCrepo sitting here in Palmette.
What is that?
Beautiful
is that?
Studios here in North Hollywood, California. That's right.
Where are we? I want to ask you a question. Mr. DeCrepo, thank you for stopping by. Will you please explain to me, what is Monkeys in Paris? I want to know that. I know a lot of callers want to know this.
Well, that's true. I've been wondering myself, what is Monkeys in Paris? Actually, it's my new solo project that I'm playing all the instruments on except for using a studio drummer. And, Paul, you are shooting the film. You're the film director. You and I are doing the storyboards on them right now, this very second. Are we not?
That's right. We are not. I mean, we are. I mean, I'm sorry I was sick the other day, Dennis. I couldn't make it, but I am trying my best to get the storyboards.
Well, that's okay,
built.
Paul. I've known you've been sick for a long, long time.
Yes, that's why I'm making these tapes now. I'm very sick to do a thing like this. Dennis, I just want to tell you, thank you very much for stopping by, and I might even let you finish out the rest of the tape. How about that?
Is that right? Well, I've always wanted to sit in on a movie line tape, and now that I have my chance, maybe I'll just stay around for a while.
Yes, you can sit while I stand, and why don't you tell them about when they can participate?
That's right. If you out there would like to participate on this music video and see yourself on MTV, on TV, Z Channel, Select TV, and all the other video outlets, all you have to do to participate is call my input line. I run a line called DBS here in North Hollywood, and all you have to do is call the day before Valentine's Day, okay? That's February 13th, 24 hours. We will run the input line and give you a chance to participate. All you have to do is call area code 818-769-8880, okay? 818-769-8880, and leave your name and number and what you have the qualifications to do to participate on this music video with me and Paul. And if you do that, Paul or I will call you back very shortly and let you know about the shooting date. Is that not right, Paul?
That's right. Don't call us. We'll call you. Anyway, Dennis, let's get on with more of the tape with comments from you, the moviegoers of Southern California.
That's right.
Hi, this is Alex from Los Angeles. I saw The Scarface at the Actors Guild Theater, and I found it one of the most interesting movies I'd ever seen. It was done so well that I found myself paying no attention to cinematography or acting. I recommend it to everyone who is not offended by lots of blood, but it is quite well done.
Well, hello, Mr. Mag. This is John OCC from the Orange County Connection, somewhere in North Orange County, California. And, I just wanted to call up really quick and wanted to thank you for inviting all of us over to your screening of Obliteration and The Visitant. I thoroughly enjoyed both films. You know, at first I thought it would be one of these, you know, out-of-sync Super 8mm films where the mouth moves, the sound comes out 2 seconds later, but it was very, very well done. Paul, you surprised me. You really, really impressed me. It was very well done. And for those of you out there that think, oh, hell, that was nothing, man. It wasn't all that great. Well, all I have to say is, hey, you go out and you try to do something as good as that, okay? Anyway, a plug for a plug, Paul, since you did plug your line on my line. I like to plug my line on your line, if that's okay. The Orange County Connection in here, yeah, somewhere down here in North Orange County, 714-680-0894. Okay? Okay, you go back.
Hello, this is Larry Studio City with a piece of information that all you VCR and video disc owners might be helpful. You can make copies of your video discs on your VCR, and you don't need any special equipment. All you got to do is connect the output cable on your video disc player and connect it to the input on the video tape player, and turn it on to the right channel, either channel 3 or 4. And you can make copies that come out pretty good. So, I hope you have fun beating the copyrights. Bye.
That is a very ingenious way of making tape copies. God, I never would have thought of running the inputs to the outputs to make a tape copy. Let me tell you, buddy, if you couldn't figure that out, I think I'd personally give you 20 lashes with a wet noodle, but I personally would not condone doing that sort of thing. No, no, because if they get a hold of you, you know you do get the electric chair.
This is Laura from Woodland Hills, and I'd like to give you a movie update on Reckless. Reckless is a wonderful little movie about a boy who meets a girl. This boy is very, very emotionally lonely, but the girl is very rich and upstanding. And I thought this was one hell of a movie. So you better go see it at your movie theaters. It's all around. It stars Adine Quinn and Daryl Hannah. You better see it quick because, or else you're going to miss it and it's going to go away fast. Bye!
She was 18, a good student, a perfect daughter. He was a rebel. School wasted his time. They couldn't be more wrong for each other, and it couldn't feel more right. I like you better if we slept together. Reckless. The music is rock. The mood is hot. The movie is about going for what you want. Reckless. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents.
This is Stone from L.A., and there's some talk about a new 2001 Space Odyssey sequel. I was wondering if you had any information about that. Thanks a lot.
Yes, I believe it's entitled 2010 Odyssey 2, based on Arthur C. Clarke's novel, and it's going to be scheduled for a December release this year, that's right, 1984, and it stars Roy Scheider and John Lithgow, and it also has Keira Dulia, who played the role of Dave Bowman in the original 2001, who was the star child, and I believe Peter Hyams, who directed Outland, is directing this picture, not Stanley Kubrick. Anyway, keep informed on the movie line and leave your comments every Friday and Saturday.
Wonderful! Hi, Paul, Movie Line Callers. This is Nino Telefun, reminding you that we'll be kicking off our third season of the Gopher Twins and Caller Collage in late March, when we'll be back with new episodes of the Gophers and Caller Collage Input. Now, to coincide with the Academy Awards, that's one of your categories here, Paul, we'll be bringing you our Golden Gopher Awards. That's where you, the Phone World Callers, get to select your favorites for 1983. Best Caller, Best Comment, Best Entertainment Line, Best Line Runner, and more. So send for your official ballot to Telefun, Post Office Box 1081, Chatsworth, California 91311, and include a self-addressed stamp envelope. That's it for now, Paul. You're doing a wonderful job. One of my favorite sister phone lines. This is Nino Telefun on the movie line saying thank you, bye.
Dennis DeCreeple, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, sure, Paul. And if I come back and do the tape next week, we might have some more news about the Monkees in Paris music video.
Where's Rick Embacher?
Rick Embacher from Rush West Records is right here sitting in a fucking foreground. That's where he is.
Wait a minute. You can't say that on the movie line. What is this?
Can't say what?
So anyway, yes, movie review. Thank you, Dennis. And will you come back next week?
By all means, Paul, I think I shall.
Very good. Hey, let's go out to Scoop's Ice Cream now for some ice cream, will you?
Hey, dig it, dude. I could dig some ice cream right now. How about you, Brian Feedback? What could you dig in your mouth right now?
That's gross.
Don't forget, you can write to Paul Mac Presents at P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023.
And just a moment before we go this evening, I want to thank you all for calling and remind you that we are having a contest. That's right, once again, we're giving out 4 Casio SL800 film cards. They're solar powered, and that's right, they are calculators thinner than a credit card. Wow, aren't you impressed? They're worth about $25, gang. Don't miss this one, and all you've got to do to qualify is leave a comment this Friday and Saturday and give us the answer to this question. And once again, the question is, what was the name of the animated feature that was released in the summer of 1983 and was distributed by Lucasfilms Limited? That's right, George Lucas Productions. Give us the name of that animated feature, and the first one who gives us that name and your comment will be rewarded with a credit card calculator. That's right. Don't miss the opportunity, gang. So remember, phone in your answers this Friday and Saturday. We'll announce you, and if nobody wins this week, we'll keep on going till somebody finally figures it out or give you some more questions. So don't forget, every Friday and Saturday, leave your movie reviews, please. We can really use your help here. And don't forget to tell your friends to participate and call the movie line here each and every Sunday through Thursday, right here, and at least one of those selected evenings. By the way, a few notes. I went to the Scoops party. It was a smash. Jerry Tarzana, you were smashing, and the party was great, and I want to thank you all for inviting me. Don't forget, you can call the Magna Thea Spectrum at 906-3000. Dual Face Conference is back up at 761-1330, and call feedback at 765-6000. And don't forget, these numbers are all in the 818 area code, so thanks for calling. This tape will repeat momentarily. Coming up again in a moment will be our Valentine's tribute to all you sweethearts everywhere. Oh, isn't that sweet? Yes, and so was that ice cream and Scoops. Well, anyway, good night.